Well, something stunning is happening in America now that Kamala Harris is in charge of the United States. America's GDP is surging. The economy is booming. Inflation is cooling. And your life is now greatly improved. In fact, you've even lost weight. Guys, Kamala Harris is the real deal. And you better pony up to the bar. Overnight, the federal government released their new GDP numbers, and the timing and the numbers are stunning. Take a look at this. Looks like the first estimate of the Q2 GDP came in at a whopping 2.8%. That's double the final quarter one print of 1.4%. Double. That was already its lowest print since the technical recession of Q2 2022. So, my God, guys. It is real. It is real. The Kamala effect is real. UBS says this morning the details suggest very strong growth. Investment rose 8.4%, the highest since Q3 of 2023. And they say any talk of a recession, this is UBS saying this, any talk of a recession now needs to be thrown out the window.
Okay.
So they're calling it Kamalanomics. Forget the old days of Bidenomics. Happy days are here again. And guys, the excitement is real, real. Act Blue, which is a Democrat donation platform where you can donate to Kamala Harris and other Democrats, just saw a record number of donations pouring in for Kamala Harris, and thank God. Yesterday was Act Blue's best day of 2024 and possibly of all time, just hours, they received $50 million. Kamala Harris's presidential campaign now says, according to Fast Company, it raised a stunning $100 million from 1.1 million donors. Holy smokes, that's a lot of donors. Between Sunday and late Monday, in one day, 1.1 million folks came on board in the wake of the presidency, in the wake of President Joe Biden announcing he will not seek re-election. In the first 24 hours alone, the campaign had raked in $81 million, mostly from new donors, as CBS News reported. Now, President Biden has transferred also $91 million in his campaign funds over to Kamala Harris. And you know that pesky Donald Trump is now suing the Biden campaign for breaking Federal Election Commission guidelines. You're not allowed to just hand the money over. I mean, come on, Trump. Back off. He made that money. He's going to give it to his friend Kamala. Back off, President Trump. God bless President Biden for doing that. We need Kamalanomics to keep going. We need to keep rolling. I need to keep losing weight as a response of this. And shame on journalists. I mean, shame on them. Shame on journalists like James O'Keefe for trying to say that Act Blue is illegally funneling millions of dollars to Democrats using fraudulent donations. How dare he? How dare he? Shame on him for pointing out that if someone made a $5 donation one time 5 years ago, Act Blue, the organization, would then use your name and address then to funnel millions of additional illegal dollars into candidates. I mean, doesn't everyone do that?
Hey there, Mr. Riggs.
Yes.
James O'Keefe, just asking about those contributions we spoke on the phone. Have you donated to Act Blue in the past?
I don't believe so.
You're listed as someone who's given over 31,000 individual contributions to various causes for a total of $230,000 using your name in this address.
No, that's not us.
That's not you?
No. Nope.
Have you ever donated to Act Blue? Or?
I think my wife has, but nowhere near.
Are you aware that people are using your name?
No.
Have you donated?
Shame on him. For that kind of gotcha journalism. Did you see how he tricked that guy into answering those gotcha questions? And that's the kind of journalism they do in North Korea and communist countries. There's also a nasty rumor going around about Kamala Harris that she was appointed by President Biden as the border czar. Come on. Really? Nothing could be further from the truth. Thank God the great team of journalists, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, are there to set the record straight.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Quote unquote, border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
People gonna have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans labeled her.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
Yeah, thank God we have journalists like CNN, MSNBC, and CBS to set the record straight on all of this BS. Even the House of Representatives today got in on all the fake news. They drew up a resolution to remove Kamala Harris as border czar. Here is House Resolution. Take a look at this. 253 in the House of Representatives. This, of course, back in, they showed this off. I mean, this wasn't drawn up today. Excuse me. This was drawn up back in 2023. Whereas on March 24th, 2021, Vice President Kamala Harris was named border czar in charge of leading efforts to stem migration across the United States. This is an official House bill repealing her from this job, and that bill was put before Congress last year.
Also, I would like to let you know, if you're not already subscribed to the newsletter, that we linked you to the original announcement from 2021, right after the Biden administration took office, saying that she was in charge of the border.
That's
so
fake news.
Look at that while you still can. I linked you to it in the newsletter this morning.
Jeez, don't listen to her.
Okay.
That's fake news. And if you see,
it's at whitehouse.gov for now.
Fake news.
Until Big Brother takes it away.
Fake news. And if you see this Newsbusters video floating around out there from these very same CNN journalists and MSNBC journalists, and I think you should just ignore it. Okay, this is a Newsbusters video. And just pretend it's not real, because we need to throw our support behind Kamala.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Yeah. Fake news. Okay. Another disgusting rumor has also been circulating around about Kamala, and we need to put an end to it right now. People are trying to say that she was the most liberal senator in the United States Senate. Stop it. That's just another Trump lie. Here, I mean, they're trying to say that this GovTrack website, which showed she was ranked as the most liberal senator compared to all senators 4 years ago on their website, is a Trump lie. And to stop that lie, this morning, GovTrack deleted it from its own website.
Oh, good.
So we got rid of that right off of their website.
I mean, the Ministry of Truth has got to get in there.
We
got to
get that stuff off our own website from 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. No one needs to see those lies. Meanwhile, turncoat President Obama should be ashamed of himself. A new report out this morning, he's the only one of us right now who's not endorsing Kamala. According to a new report, he thinks she's unqualified. That's just disloyalty by Obama. Disgusting. Listen to his disgusting quotes to a source. Obama's very upset. He knows she can't win, the source was quoted as saying. Obama knows she's just incompetent. The border czar, who never visited the border, saying that all migrants should have health insurance. She cannot navigate the landmines that are ahead of her, Obama said. The source also warned that Harris would likely make a fool of herself at the debate, according to Obama. Again, that is just disgusting attacks on our girl Kamala. How dare he talk that way against her? She's the real deal. Don't let these rumors run rampant anymore. Thank you.